Welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church. If you've never listened to the podcast before, what we do each week here is on the midweek refill portion of the podcast, we go through the Bible reading plan that we're doing for the year, which is a five-day-a-week Bible reading plan you can find on our website if you want to read along, firstfamily.church, and then go to Resources, Bible Reading Plan there. And we're currently in week 12, if you're reading along with us, and that includes we're in the middle of the book of Deuteronomy, and then the middle of the book of Luke as well, the Gospel of Luke. So each week we have a guest on that kind of shares a little nugget from the reading from that week. And we have one of our pastors, Brett, is on with us today. So Brett's going to share something from the book of Luke.
Yeah, I'm in Luke 9. I think that was in our reading for this week. And it's the story of what happens seemingly right after the feeding of the 5,000. Big ministry moment. Jesus is praying in private, which I think tells us a lot about maybe some things that we miss when we have big moments of ministry. We don't get in private with the Lord, but that's not what I'm going to talk about. He has this dialogue with the disciples, like, who do the people say that I am? And they list off all these things. And then he says, well, who do you say that I am? And Peter answers in the right way, God's Messiah. And then after that is when he says, okay, you're right, but strictly warned and instructed them to tell this to no one. And he says, it's necessary for the Son of Man suffer many things, be rejected, be killed, and be raised on the third day. And then he immediately after that says, and here's how you can follow me. And this really struck me because it was almost like a scriptural representation of what the podcast is called, Gospel Fuel. Like, this is the fuel if you want to follow Jesus. And it's counterintuitive. When he says you got to take up your cross daily and follow him. And here it is, verse 24, Luke 9. And whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life because of me will save it. For what does it benefit someone if he gains the whole world and yet loses or forfeits himself? It just kind of struck me like that's the fuel to live every day. In the moments where I'm struggling to love my kids well or continue to serve my wife or be humble enough to admit my wrong in a relationship, that right there is the fuel. That's what Jesus did for us. He gave up his life so that we could have life. And that's what he's calling us to. In every moment where we think, well, I need to fight for myself here, the counterintuitive reality of the kingdom of God is that it's the opposite. And I just felt really, fueled by that reality, that it's an upside down kingdom. The world says this way is up and that way is down. And the kingdom of God says, no, it's the opposite. The way up is actually down. The way to gain is to lose. If you want to gain relationship, if you want to gain closeness with your kids or with your spouse, then lose yourself. Serve them, love them, even in the moments where you don't think you can go any further. And that's all fueled by what Jesus said in the very previous passage. Like, the reason why I'm calling you to this is because I did it first. He took up his cross, right, literally, and died on it for us. Right. And he's calling us to do the same thing and to sacrifice ourselves for the betterment of others. And I just thought that was just such a cool picture of gospel fuel.
That's so counterintuitive to how we're wired, though. Even as believers, we're still on the journey of sanctification. We haven't reached glorification yet. Still, every day, our flesh fights that. Says, no, I want my way. I want to do what I want to do. Selfishness, pride always creeps in. I know you feel it every day. As a parent of young kids, just like I am, like, you feel that every day of like, but I want this or I want that. Like, this is how I want things to go. And a lot of that is just, there's a reason why it says daily. Because it's not a one-time, okay, I gave my life to Christ and now everything's good. I'll put others in Christ first and I will put myself last every day. Nope. Every day he says, daily, you got to do this.
The American self-made hustle culture also fights, like, it doesn't want that from us. Everything around us is screaming, like, make yourself into something. Work hard. I mean, that's not bad. That's the history of kind of our country. There's all kinds of people who have said, well, I'm a I'm a self-made man.
Right.
And I think sometimes, even though there's really good things about that, there can be things that also make it hard then to put others before yourself. Mm-hmm. If everything around you is screaming, yeah, make yourself into something. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says, like, well, actually make yourself nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, so that, you know, other people can be, you can put other people before yourself. Mm-hmm. Even though it's not wrong to work hard and have goals and want to create something for yourself, it is very clear here, the person who keeps his life mm-hmm. loses it. Mm-hmm. And that's I think that's a hard reality for people to deal with, because it just seems, on the surface, it seems like, well, am I not supposed to work hard? Am mm-hmm. I not supposed to,
right.
You know, consider things that I need? Like, I don't think any of that is in view, but relationally, specifically, mm-hmm. putting others before yourself is what Christ calls you to. Mm-hmm.
I think of, in the same passage you're referencing, where it says, you know, what is the benefit of someone if he gains the whole world? I think of being content with what Christ has given us and where he has us, and not letting the world, the whole world, it says, making us lose ourselves in the pursuit of that or whatever that is, however that manifests itself. That's always a good reminder for me, is like, the grass isn't always greener.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a good reminder from Christ here, like, hey, like, you can gain the whole world. That's not even just like, hey, you gain a nice house in the car. Like, you can gain everything in this world and be left empty if Christ is not at the center of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how much this passage connects in with contentment mm-hmm. and how, if you can, you know, I think it says in another part of the New Testament, godliness with contentment mm-hmm. is great gain.
Great gain. Yep.
And so, yeah, how much contentment plays into your ability to take up your cross daily.
Yeah.
And deny yourself.
Yeah.
For the betterment of the people that you love and that God has close to you.
Yep, for sure. Well, I know this was a little longer than usual, church, but I hope this is encouragement to you. Hope you'll join us next week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast.